26 and a half minutes after the hour on a Tuesday morning, and this used to be the day when we would introduce Dr. Don Clark, but we've been missing him for 2 weeks because he's been traveling hither and yon, over and around, and visiting family, and he has returned. He is back in at Valle de la Pace in Garden Valley, Texas, his home, and ready to talk to us. Don's a biochemist, a member of the board at Creation Moments, and Don, we missed you. Did you have a good trip?
We had a great trip visiting the family in various places. Unfortunately, not everybody lives in the same place.
Yeah, so I know how that works, yeah.
Yeah, we had to travel from here up to Arkansas, then Kansas City, then over to Cleveland, then over to Colorado Springs, and then now we're back home.
Okay. Well,
it was a whirlwind tour.
Gas prices fell just in the nick of time for you then, didn't it? Yeah.
Oh, they did, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. We filled up quite regularly because we were on the road a lot.
Well, now, if you'd had an EV, you would have been gone twice as long if you add in charging time.
Oh, if you could find a charging station.
If you can find one.
Dave and I were just speculating about once when electric vehicles are here that there'll be something a new category of conviviality called charging parties, where you're lined up at the charging station and it takes about 15 minutes for each one to charge. Guys will get together and play croquet and scrub football games and hoist a Coke and enjoy popcorn and then drive away after they get charged up. It'll be an excuse to stay and meet people. Don't you think that's cool?
Well, there's probably better places like the water cooler in the office. If you're going back to the office, a lot of people haven't gone back into the office.
No, that's true.
Like Apple's employees.
There should be like a water cooler website on Zoom, and you could gather around and share information there. Speaking of information is coming out in drips and drabs now about the effect of COVID vaccines. Donna's proposed three different articles. There's a wealth of information here. And I'm looking at all the comments. These are three different Epoch Times articles. And, of course, they have a reader column on the right where everybody can make comment. And if there's one message that comes across in the comments is that we can't trust anybody or any information we get from any source anymore, and we're kind of lost. Do you get that message from these? I mean, this is not the CDC presenting this information. It's not the FDA, not even the World Health Organization, but it's independent research labs and doctors who are laying their reputation on the line by reporting this data.
Well, it is doctors that are laying. I mean, it's doctors, scientists, pathologists. This one article, for example, that talks about the irrefutable proof that the mRNA vaccines cause vascular and organ damage. They are pathologists and microbiologists, the study actually looked at various organs and did a histopathology exam, which means you take tissue samples and you stain them if you're looking for a specific protein, which, of course, they were looking for the spike protein.
Now some of these tissue samples are from deceased patients, right?
Deceased patients, yeah. Yes. And so... You are looking to see, where did the spike protein show up? And lo and behold, they're finding evidence of the spike protein at least 9 months after the last injection on some of these patients, and if not longer. And they're finding it all over the body. So it's not isolated, for example, to the injection site, as one might, think, but it is actually found all over the body, and of course, certain organs, like the heart, the liver, the ovaries, and the spleen, to a lesser extent, the testes.
Well, I have two questions. Is that surprising, and is it harmful?
It is harmful because this protein induces an autoimmune like inflammation, and so therefore, you know, when you read about people who have died of myocarditis, for example, which is an inflammation of the heart, you got to ask yourself, okay, where's that coming from? And it's coming from the spike proteins inducing an inflammation of the tissue, heart tissue, which and then kills the tissue and evades the tissue. And it's it really is an autoimmune response. Your immune system is attacking your body. In this case, with the myocarditis, it's attacking your heart cells. And that is a bad thing because you don't want your immune system attacking, like your ovaries, for example, and women have become infertile after these injections because you are destroying your own tissue. And yes, you want your immune system to be active, but you want it to be active against the active virus.
Okay, now correct me if I'm wrong, because the people that are getting boosters now because they want to continue their protection are getting the same vaccine they got with their initial shot, their initial injection, which means then that if this is making them vulnerable to autoimmune disease, they're simply extending the window of time when they will be susceptible, correct?
Well, and every time you get boosted, your immune system gets a little depleted. So they're doing more damage by introducing this mRNA, this synthetic mRNA, which does not, which is another contention of discussion, is that the messenger RNA, yes, it's been modified with a special cysteine. It's so it doesn't break down quite as easily, but you know, but on the last a week or so. But these histological studies have shown that, hey, you know, either the mRNA is lasting a whole lot longer because the cells are still producing the spike protein 9 months after the injection, or based on in vitro studies, that is, studies done in cell culture, the mRNA actually gets into the DNA, and then your cells are going to produce the spike protein forever if it continues to express that particular messenger RNA. So, and that's a big, big problem because the spike protein, as you know, we know, is a toxin in and of itself. It's called a prion, and it gets in, it attacks nerve cells and other tissues, as we've seen. And so this is not a good thing to have this laying around in your body and your cells making the spike protein for a very, very long time. The whole idea of a vaccine, at least the old vaccines were, okay, these are neutralized viruses, for example, and we inject the neutralized virus in your system, and your immune system says, oh, this is foreign body, and so we need to take care of it. It develops antibodies against those against the virus parts, and voila, now you've got long-term immunity to whatever, you know, virus has been injected. This is not that. This is specifically a messenger RNA, which is designed to produce the spike protein in your own body using your own cells. And so this is very dangerous technology, never been tried before. And yet, the FDA has now extended their emergency use for the new boosters, which will be coming out probably in the fall, if not sooner, which is a mixture of the old mRNA with a new mRNA against the Omicron variant. And so the messenger RNA has been modified for the information in the new spike protein that is on the Omicron variant. and you're going to be given a cocktail of the old and the new, which, by the way, this new vaccine has not been tested in humans at all, and has only been tested, to my understanding, in mice. And so now we are, not only are we having human guinea pigs once again, but this is by far breaking all of the rules of clinical research and clinical development. And now we're just going to go ahead and inject this in people because, oh, after all, it's similar to what we had before. We're just adding another little ingredient here that, again, can last forever in your system. But don't worry about that because, you know, we're here to help you not get the virus anymore. But in fact, it seems that the vaccine and this effect of the messenger RNA and or the spike protein or both hanging around your body for a long time and the multiple boosting is depleting your immune system. So in essence, what you have is a mimic of AIDS. You know, AIDS is a problem because
immune deficiency. Yeah,
it depletes your immune system, and so if the these vaccines and these in quote vaccines, it's really you know, messenger RNA type of it's messing with your system. If these are hanging around a long time and you're getting boosted, then lo and behold, you could be depleting your immune system. And as we have seen from other clinical studies, I mean, this is not a clinical study. This is a histopathology type of study. As we've seen, the folks that have been have gotten the vaccine and especially multiple boosters, they're more susceptible to disease. Not only are they more susceptible to the virus after the initial protection wears off, but they're more susceptible to other types of diseases.
This is beginning to sound like an end times novel, or maybe a television series, where the immune system of everybody on Earth is weakened to the point where one sufficient infection can wipe out huge numbers of people, and they won't know why, but it's because of an earlier vaccination they took under emergency conditions, under duress, under great fear perpetrated by politicians and the media. What a plot.
Oh, it is a plot, and you wonder, you know, is this a plot to reduce the population? Because if you have a, you know, I don't want to necessarily go there. If you have a global government, then one of the tenets is we got to reduce the population so we can control people better. So, is this in the long run an effort to really? You know, just reduce the population, because I believe it is doing that very thing in others as well, that we are making people very susceptible to other diseases, including cancer. If you look at the cancer rates after the vaccination of many, many people, you find that the cancer rate in that population has increased multiple folds over, you know, pre-COVID and pre-vaccination. Now, why should that be? Well, it's telling you, tells me, for example, cancer is really a problem of your immune system, because if you have a rogue cell in your body, and we have those all the time in our body, then the immune system, part of its job is to take care of those rogue cells. And if the immune system is not taking care of those rogue cells, then those rogue cells multiply and divide, and pretty soon you have a cancer where you didn't have a cancer before. So this is a big problem, and we can thank China, for example, for starting this ball rolling. And now our government is just perpetuating the crime with these multiple vaccinations and boosters, and the new booster that's coming out, which is a cocktail, like I said, of the old vaccine with the new messenger RNA for the gamma protein. Now, there is a solution that has come out recently in another article. This one by some Israelis. Leave it to the Israelis to figure, really do some.
That's the one place that seems to be credible. Anything that comes out of Israel, I tend to pay attention to, you know?
Well, and they were big, they were in favor of everybody getting boosted, everybody getting right. vaccinated. And that, again, was propagated by the government. But then they started to publish, or at least some scientists there started publishing, hey, wait a minute, maybe the vaccine isn't as good as we thought it was, and started giving information that those that were vaccinated are getting sicker, more than those who aren't vaccinated and are getting the disease again. But this new study... Actually, they took patients, this is Tel Aviv University, and some researchers there took antibodies from patients that have already had COVID. And so they're looking through all of these antibodies, and originally I think they had 9 antibodies that they had isolated, and they started testing them against the various variants of COVID. Of the virus themselves, and found 2 that were cross effective, if you will, at neutralizing the virus. And so now they have 2 antibodies that they've isolated that bind to the spike proteins at different places and are multivariant effective.
This sounds like a more traditional vaccine.
Well, it is new science because we're not dealing with the virus itself. So they're proposing, so they've already made monoclonal antibodies of these antibodies. So once you've isolated, let's say, an antibody that's effective, You do a DNA, you do a amino acid analysis, and you find out the hypervariant region of the antibody, which is actually the sticky part of the antibody and the functioning part of the antibody. You can make monoclonal antibodies of that particular protein. And so that's what they've done. And then they've tested those monoclonal antibodies against the actual viruses and found that, gee, these are 92 to 97% effective against multiple variants, which is what you want. Mm-hmm. And now remember, these antibodies originated from people who actually caught COVID and who were actually sick. So this tells me 2 things. 1, okay, this is great because if you have an immune compromised individual, you give them a big booster shot of these monoclonal antibodies and it wipes out the virus. It basically binds to the virus and neutralizes the virus, and so the virus can't do its thing. And you protect that portion of the population. So that's one thing, and it's a good thing. And you don't have all of the complications that you have with the vaccine, the mRNA vaccines, because you're not injecting something into the body where the body has to actually produce the antigen that is the thing that you want antibodies to stick to. You actually are injecting the antibodies that are effective. So that's a good thing, and it's a cleaner solution, if you will, to this COVID problem. The other thing that it tells me is that, guess what, folks, if you've been exposed, if you have a good immune system and been exposed to any of the variants of the of COVID, in some of us twice, for example, myself, then you probably have some of these antibodies, you know, running around your system anyway. And so you're more likely to have your own neutralizing antibodies to whatever variant comes out with the COVID. So, you know, we're at this other, you know, these other variants that are coming along. Your system is better protected if you've naturally been immunized with the virus itself. And so there is hope at the end of the tunnel, and these folks, I believe, are on the right track. Just like when the antibody cocktail that was the monoclonal antibody cocktail that was used earlier on, and, you know, President Trump got that, and others got it, and you used to be able to get it by going down to your local clinic to get some monoclonal antibodies, and it was an antibody cocktail, basically, is not available anymore. So, you know, these folks want to make this these monoclonal antibodies available, you know, to everybody, so that, hey, if you've got a compromised immune system, or if you're in the elderly population, again, this is the disease of the elderly population, then you will have some added protection with these monoclonal antibodies.
So is anybody listening to these Israelis? Are they getting attention from the medical, pharmaceutical, governmental, FDA kind of organizations? I mean, is anybody hearing them?
Well, there's a facility in California that's tested these monoclonal antibodies. They got exactly the same result. So there is somebody here in the United States that is working with these. And is the government listening? Probably not, because they have their own agenda that is pushing the pharmaceutical these messenger RNAs.
They've just authorized emergency use of the boosters, which we're saying now are potentially dangerous and are unnecessary with this monoclonal research result.
Yes, they're far more dangerous, as we found, you know, as the research is coming out and has been coming out for some time, that the vaccines are causing much harm to people. The boosters aren't going to be any better. It's going to be probably worse. The even though you get the injection in your arm, this messenger RNA doesn't stay in your arm. It's circulates throughout your body. And just the concept of having a toxin that your own body, so the design of the vaccine is that your own body produces the toxin. So your cells then produce are the manufacturing plant for the toxin that causes a lot of the problems with the virus to begin with. And now you are manufacturing that protein for, you know, it's not just a couple of weeks. We now know it's at least 9 months and could be even longer.
So what's your best advice to somebody who's, one, considering boosters, and two, is still, you know, I'm looking at the people around me here in Central Texas. There are almost no masks. I mean, there are still people that wear masks. I don't know for what reason. Social distancing, all the little sticky things on the floors of all the big box stores have been removed. I don't hear people even talking about COVID. Every now and then a case is reported and they feel bad for a day or two and then it's gone. What's the best position to take now with respect to vaccines and boosters and this so-called emergency that we've been living with?
One, it's no longer an emergency because every new variant that comes out may be more virulent. That is, I mean, it may be more infective. More people can get it. It can be more contagious, but it's less virulent. So, you know, it's not going to kill as many people. Will it still kill some? Yes, it'll probably kill the weaker, portion of our population, especially the elderly portion. but it won't have the same effect on other people as the original Alpha variant did, which was much more toxic, if you will. And this is just a normal progression of any virus, you know, that is circulating, any new virus that circulates through the population. It's first very, very toxic and very, very virulent, but doesn't affect as many people. And then the virus mutates, and now it's affecting a whole lot of people, but it's not as harmful as the original virus. And so that's what we're seeing with COVID. So if you have a decent immune system, if you're taking vitamins, if you're taking vitamin D, keep doing that. You know, if you feel something coming on, take some extra zinc, for example, and vitamin C. And, you know, your body will be capable of handling any infection, by the way, not just the COVID infection. If you're part of the weaker you know, if you have a compromised immune system, and anybody who's undergoing cancer therapy has a compromised immune system, or if you're in the elderly population where your immune system isn't working, then look for these monoclonal antibodies as a way of helping to protect you if you should happen to get sick. I would not, personally, and I haven't, and, you know, I would tell my children the same thing, would not take the vaccine, these messenger RNA vaccines, the boosters, these new, the new booster that's coming out, would not take that at all, because it's not a way to protect you, and it's not going to be a way to protect you for very long. It may protect you for a couple of weeks, but it's not going to protect you for months and months on end.
That is sound advice, actionable advice. And Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, what have you heard about Novavax?
I haven't really studied that very much. I haven't heard very much about that.
Okay, well, maybe I could be the canary in the coal mine.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, I could be the one. You know, if you see me here next week, I'll be all right. We've gotten the first shot. It's a two-shot regimen. We got the first one probably about a month ago. We get the second boost, the second version on the in about 2 weeks. Right now I'm on an antibiotic that I've got a weird thing on my leg.
Well, this is different than the mRNA vaccine that was initially put forth? Okay.
Yes. It doesn't use spike protein. It uses the I looked it up and pulled it up just now, but it doesn't use the same mRNA process. It uses the old process. They actually inject the protein. They don't inject the mRNA to cause a system to build the spike protein. They actually inject the protein that's a portion of the original disease.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Which is much better than the messenger RNA technology.
Enough time has passed that we're starting to see really almost we were the clinical study, although it wasn't very clinical. We were all subject to the testing, and now some of the numbers are coming in. And the best advice might be just to sit tight and wait and see how this develops, and have confidence that if you tend to your own immune system, you're going to be just fine. That's that D3 and zinc.
Not to belabor the point, but one of the things that concerns me is that nobody seems to know anything about the Novavax protein, the vaccine, and I've gotten it. We had to work on it had to make a lot of phone calls to be able to find it. We drove down to St. Cloud to get it, and it's about an hour from here, and it doesn't seem like it's on anybody's radar. I'm concerned that it's either something that's so brand new that nobody knows about it yet, but that's not the case because it's been worked on for the last 4 years, but still the information about it is not being shared.
Okay, say the name of the drug again slowly.
Novavax.
Novavax.
Nova. Novavax.
Okay. Well, yeah. People.
N O V A.
B A X.
N O V A. Via.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nova. Nova, as in
Novavax. Yeah. I mean, it's learn more about Novavax. I mean, you just Google that, and there you go.
Well, that's great.
So if it's not in the messenger RNA vaccine, and if it's based on, they've isolated the protein, and now they're injecting the protein into you so that your own immune system can respond to that protein. That's the old, it's kind of like the old, it's using new technology, but it's kind of like the old technology.
It's like the old technology, exactly.
Okay, David, we'll take your pulse each morning and check your color. And
I already do that.
See how you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I can speculate. We can speculate as to why this is not being propagated is because the government is propagating the messenger RNA vaccines.
That's where the money is.
That's what concerns me. Yeah, that's what concerns me.
Don Clark is a biochemist. Lots of pharmaceutical experience. If you can't detect that, you can trust what he says because it comes from years of knowledge and work in the pharmaceutical trade. He's also a member of the board of Creation Moments. I want to recommend their website to you, creationmoments.com. And there you find lots of information, scientific information that supports the biblical story of creation. Well worth your time on that website, creationmoments.com. Don, thanks very much. I know you got a Creation Moments board meeting coming up, so travel safely. And will we see you next week then?
Yes, I will be here next week.
Okay, maybe Novavax can be on the agenda. We'll take another look.
Oh, there we go. Yeah,
maybe we can find out more about it. Joe.
Yeah.
I can learn more about it. Yes, indeed.
Good.
Okay. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Get on.